I think this is one of those which really is not a question, but it is one which seeks my suggestion as to how we should address this in the Constitution. Now, there is no uniformity in land tenure in Zimbabwe, but one can identify three systems of land tenure. The first one is the land tenure which derives out of the compulsory acquisition of land for agriculture and resettlement. That land tenure is based on what is known as an offer letter. That offer letter says that that piece of land can be withdrawn from you at any given time because the land belongs to the state. The state has got title deeds for that piece of land. So immediately what comes out of this arrangement is that the holder of an offer letter does not have complete security of tenure. You then come to the second tenure, which is the tenure which is enjoyed by the majority of us who have had no access to this land grabbing, only have got tenure in respect of the communal pieces of land which we hold. Again, there is no security of tenure in the correct sense because that land is held by the various local authorities who hold that land in trust for us, the communal landholders, who then till the land. There is again no security of tenure. The third one is that tenure which is enjoyed by the person who has got title deeds to the piece of land which he has got. That person, in theory, can do what he wants with that piece of land. But in regards to compulsory acquisition of land, it means that even if you've got title deeds to that property, the government can still compulsorily acquire that land, and your tenure of that land, again, is at risk. So when one looks at all these three, I think what is important is that we must address the issue of tenure. We must bring about security of tenure so that agricultural land must become an economic entity. We must be able to derive an economic benefit from the use of land. And that can only be done if the person who occupies that land, he need not be the owner, if the person who occupies that land has got security to work that land, can realize money out of that land, can realize a mortgage out of that land, and can realize an economic benefit out of that land. One commentator said, let's forget about the ownership of land, but let's concentrate on how we can use that land in order that it brings about an economic benefit to the people of the country.